Good morning. Thank you for holding. Is this Brad?
Yes. I didn't know I was being transferred, but okay.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Brad. One of the specialists here, she asked me to kind of jump on the line here to apply a holiday credit to kind of help you with the pricing. Yeah. Happy Monday to you. And it was a kind of short-lived weekend, but, you know, we're above dirt. We're vertical. We're alive. So, you know, happy Monday, huh? Oh, yeah. And, just kind of looking over the notes. I know you're speaking with the mapping coordinator. She does a kind of good job of kind of outlining some of the basics. She asked me to kind of jump on the line, apply a couple override credits, and kind of see what we could do to kind of help you with targeting a different area that you're moving to. And she does a good job, but do you have any questions that I can answer for you?
Not at this point. You know, I get blindsided by this when I answer the phone, and I'm like, okay, I got to think about this a minute.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. And kind of explaining a little bit more in detail for you. We're a full marketing firm here, Google Premier Channel Partner. So what we do, Brad, is create listings, we optimize, and then target surrounding cities and keywords. A lot of the times it's pretty technical to kind of look at analytics, algorithms, Google Trends, zip codes, and what people are searching, right? So we'll look at everything analytically as far as the areas you want to cover. And as soon as that search word or term is typed in, your name, Pool Nerds, is going to show up as a Google top recommended company to call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she explained to me that when, like, if I put in near me, it would pop that up.
And exactly.
So I understood that aspect of it.
Very nice. Yeah, and I love the name. It's a great name.
It's pretty regular, so.
Yeah, no worries. And with the credit, we're going to save you more than 50% off the original pricing. Nice thing about Google and having your own page on that listing is it's a digital business card that everybody has in their back pocket. It's what everybody goes to whenever they need something, right? So we're going to be able to kind of create that footprint for your business as far as the digital advertising. And, the major benefit with this position in the areas you want to cover is that it just opened up within our company, and we're filling it today. So once we work with you, we close it out. We can't work with anyone else that does what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty explained.
Yeah. Pretty exclusive. I mean, it's extremely profitable, so people kind of lock these in for a very long time. We also have a pause or a seasonal hold that you could put, but everything is performance-based where we have to perform as a company, and it's no contracts. So, yeah, it's fully cancelable at any time. And I patched over a quick text message to you there, Brad, with our website and our pricing details. Yeah, yeah, take your time.
Actually, I wonder if it, nope, oh, maybe so, hang on, it may have popped up on my computer screen, so, come on, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. And it's a direct text, so I'm not sure if you have it kind of synced to your computer?
Oh, yeah, I synced my PC, and I'm sitting in front of it right now, so I'm looking at what you just sent me now.
Oh, nice. Very nice. And, yeah, you'll see there's four different packages. You can also see the 19 years of or 20 years of expertise. Also, our 4.9 average client satisfaction rating and our Google badge. Just to let you know, we've been handpicked. We're trained, certified channel partners. And, the platinum package, it comes with all the bells and whistles. Normally, it's $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. We're going to waive the setup fee and bring your price from $599 to just $249 month to month.
$249 a month?
Yes, sir.
Right now, I'm going to have to hold off and not do it, but it is definitely something I would like to do at some point. But right now, end of the new year, getting all my stuff together, the last thing I need to add is something new to what I'm trying to get done during tax season. As soon as my taxes are done, which does not take me long, then I'll be looking to expand it in that direction. I told Tara earlier that a couple of weeks ago I signed up with Angie. They had called me. It's something I'd thought about, and I signed up with them and listed just the zip code areas where I'm trying to build new clientele. So that's the Tarrant County area that she was talking about.
Sure. Sure. No, that's good. And that's the thing with Angie's. I mean, they kind of use Google themselves to advertise their website and their name. So what they're really doing, Brad, is creating an ad campaign, but actually diverting the ad to their phone line and that phone call to their line when it's actually free, and then they charge you for it.
Yeah.
So we're essentially kind of cutting out that middleman and having those direct phone calls go to your phone line. But the other thing with Angie's is if you kind of stay with that way of advertising your business, is through time, I mean, if you're there for 3 months, 4 months, and say you have 10 5 out of 5 star reviews and good comments and likes on your photos, right? As soon as you cancel Angie's or Home Advisor, all the reviews, the photos, the presence, it's gone because you have a page on somebody else's directory. So with Google, it's the complete opposite. Every review, every click, the listing itself will stay with you long term, so you leave with a much stronger presence that you came in with.
Yeah, I sat down at one point and was going to set up the company for Google Reviews, and there was something that it needed, and I didn't have it in my hand at the point, so I just stopped and haven't gone back and set up anything as far as a business for reviews on Google. But it is something I was looking for.
Yeah, and how long have you been with Angie's List for?
Oh, just for a few weeks.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, most of those leads that you're paying for are free Google leads. They're just kind of charging you for those. But it's kind of like the bigger picture of kind of creating your own footprint. Because if they're just clicking into Angie's.com and they're not clicking into PoolNerds.com, they're basically benefiting off that click and organic ranking, and that's what Google calculates when it comes down to showing companies more. So it's much more important to kind of create your listing, your name. But, I mean, I could tell you analytically, I mean, there's a huge book of business right in your backyard. I mean, just for a 50-mile radius around your zip code, there was 1,812 Google searches performed for your service. And, you know, I'm not saying you're going to get 1,812 jobs or phone calls, but I'm sure you want to capitalize.
I don't want that many, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a lot. But, yeah, I mean, just capitalizing on a percentage of that book of business right in your backyard is really going to help. But the only thing I could think about doing, I mean, I don't mind kind of submitting a credit. I know I have a friends and family price that I'm able to use. And, I mean, they pretty much take it away from me every year. It's pretty much coming towards the last 2 days where I have to use it. And, I mean, if I could work this approval, it'll waive the setup fee for bringing your price from $249 to just $199. And then I'm also going to include a $400 website for free at no additional charge with that $199 pricing. And that's the most important thing, is having your own site, your own listings, rather than going through a third party. But if I could do that, kind of pull some strings, lock it in at $199 with the website, I'm sure it's fair enough to give us a shot here monthly, right?
Yeah. If you can get it to $199 a month, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll have a technical team, also an analytical director here, just kind of looking at your algorithms. They'll ask you what you want us to put on the site, photos and content. And again, we make it nice and seamless. You know, you don't have to sit in front of a computer or anything like that. We'll make sure to kind of cover everything. And you know, I think you have content like photos, right? A logo we could use as far as for the website and marketing. Very nice.
Just run that by me again. I was reading something at the same time.
Photos? Yeah, no worries. I was just saying, you'll have a technician and a technical team, right? They'll kind of create the content. They'll ask you what you want as far as the ads. And since we're building your site, we'll kind of add the photos, the keywords. And I was just asking if you have any photos or a logo that we can use.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Beautiful.
I've got some of the before and afters on polls that I've done, and I've got just a few of just the regular pools I take care of.
Oh, nice. That's what we like. And
so I got both.
That's perfect. And I'm just going to send out the request here. While I'm waiting, I'm just going to create the profile, just verify the business information and what we have on file, just so we can get this started for you. You are getting a welcome text. You'll get a welcome email with everything in writing, your updated pricing, and verifying the name and how you want it to appear. I have Pool Nerds with a Z, right?
Yes.
Very nice. Love that name. Great name. And then Google does allow just one primary number for the first page. Would you like to use the 214-334-1067 as the primary line for you?
Yes, that is the primary line.
Okay, thank you, Brad. And then we'll send over the welcome email with everything in writing. You're also going to have your own login credentials, so you have access to make changes. You could add photos, change content whenever you like with the push of a button. But for you, Brad, okay, what's the best email address for you in the business?
PoolNerds, with a Z, at ATT.net.
ATT.net. You got it. Thank you, sir. And then just to organize the campaign at RN, on RN, what's your last name, Brad?
Myers. It's M-Y-E-R-S.
Perfect. And as far as business hours and how you want it to appear, what hours are you open for the service calls and the phone calls?
9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Very nice. And are you accepting all forms of payments when it comes down to paying you, or do you just check in cash? Or?
Right now I'm not taking credit cards, but I do accept Zelle, Venmo, cash. I rarely try to accept, but I do get paid cash every now and then. So most of my customers are sending it through Zelle or Venmo.
Oh, nice.
Or sending me a check.
Okay. You got it. Perfect. And in the future, if you ever want to make any changes, maybe you have a new form of payment, the hours change, you want to kind of update photos with the site, any adjustments to the marketing website or anything we're doing for you, it's all included for free whenever you want to make any changes. Okay, Brad?
Okay.
Very nice. And then, what I'll do here is I'm going to apply the override credit. I did get the approval, so I'm just going to lock in the override pricing. Also, since we have you in at a reduced rate, we're including a website, I'm going to just read off a 90-second voice verification. And this part just outlines the service agreement, that it's $199, there's no contracts, just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, I'm going to apply the credit here. Alright, and in terms of securing your campaign for the $199, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. And name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
Actually, it's V. Myers. Actually, it's got Brad Myers on it. Hold on just a second. Let me grab my wallet.
Yes, sir. Yeah, take your time.
Okay, this is one credit card number I have memorized, but I don't have memorized.
Okay, no worries. It happens. Absolutely.
It's 5348.
Okay.
7500.
Okay.
1144.
Okay.
5350.
5350. Thank you, sir. Expiration date, month and year?
6/27.
And the security code on the back of the card?
170.
Thank you. And then the billing address for the card, is it the same as the office, or is it a different billing?
It's still the 910 Springwood Lane.
Okay. You got it. Thank you, sir. And I'm going to go ahead and send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment. Within about 1 to 2 minutes, while we're still on the phone together, you're going to receive a welcome text, a welcome email with everything in writing, everything we're including. And I'm just going to kind of read off the voice verification. And it just outlines the updated pricing. Everything is month to month. No contracts with us. So it's going to also outline that we're also including a website with your package as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, sir. So I'm going to grab this here. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And it's just an added protection for you. So it states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Pool Nerds.
Very nice. Thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Brad Myers. I'm the owner-operator.
Perfect, Matt. Thank you. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and the phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Nice. I kind of explained that. I mean, if anybody calls and they offer something similar where they want to create a Google page, optimize target cities, your package also covers directories, just call us just so you don't pay for two things you already have with us, okay?
Right. And the only other thing I'm doing, as far as that goes, I'm getting my website set up too.
Oh, nice.
I've got the domain, the .com and the .net domain for Pool Nerds. So.
Very nice. Nice. And if you need help with building the site, we could definitely add content to your existing domain name. But if you want to take care of it yourself, that's totally fine. We'll still advertise the page. But your programming, it comes with the website template, and we'll still use that same domain name that you purchased. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice. And then the last part here says, for your payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is December 30th, 2024, and the discounted price at just $199. This will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month, same day the 30th, same price, just $199. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your programming at any time. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before your next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Very nice. Awesome. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I mean, I know it's going to be a phenomenal campaign for you, so welcome to the teams.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. It's my pleasure. And the next thing we'll do here is just lock in the client interview with the technicians. What they're going to cover is just content. They'll ask you for photos, any specific cities or, you know, advertising you want to run, just to make sure we represent you properly. And I'm just going to open up client interview calendar. It's just a technician calendar just to kind of check the earliest availability that best fits your schedule so we can finish up that client interview with you, okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Awesome. And then let me go ahead and check here. And it looks like, it looks like I have an available slot. It looks like first one is tomorrow afternoon. It'll be right around lunch, around 12 and 1. Would that be a good time to call you?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. Very nice. And they're really nice, really smart, of course. We don't expect you to know about every single zip code and how people search in Google. You could just say, hey, guys, I like this area. I want this county or city. And then we'll do the back-end research on how they type, what zip codes they're searching the most. So you're always programmed with the best with our marketing, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. And then another thing you'll have, Brad, is just a security question. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a secretary or a partner that wants to call in and they want to change the website, add a different ad, change content. We're always going to ask the security question just to make sure that, you know, the person that's calling is authorized to make changes. But as far as the options, we have the city you were born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use?
The city I was born in.
Okay. And, yes, sir, what city were you born in?
Wellington.
Wellington. You got it. Awesome. Yeah, just to protect your campaign, again, if you have anybody called, just make sure they know the answer to that security question, or else they wouldn't be authorized to make any changes, okay?
Right. Yep. Not a problem.
Excellent. Very nice. And, just want to also make sure that our welcome texts and our welcome emails are pinging in. Usually the text message, it always lands the fastest, but let me know if you're getting those in your inboxes.
You know, just a second. I'm looking to try to get into two different ones.
Wrong
email.
Yeah, and usually the text messages are kind of easier to read, but I sent it to poolnerds@att.net. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What is this one? Oh. Oh, come on.
okay, something's not right. Double check this and see. I know I'm right, but it's telling me my password is not right.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Make sure I've got it right.
Yes, sir. Take your time.
Where you type it and it goes straight in.
Actually, I've gotten
three.
That's beautiful. That's perfect.
I've got three emails from Local Splash.
That's perfect. And yeah, when you have a chance, you can kind of look at the terms and conditions. There's like a link. You can click into it. It kind of shows you everything we're including. You can see the updated pricing. And I'm also going to send over an example of the tracking and reporting dashboard. I mean, it's one of my favorite tools. It kind of gives you insight on clicks, how many people are going into your website, how many people are clicking into your Google page. So it's just a back office tool so you can track and monitor everything we're doing for you, okay?
Okay. And let's see, I've gotten 1, 2, 3 text messages so far.
Oh, that's perfect. They're usually both the same thing. Yeah, they're usually the I just sent over one more. But, they're the same thing. Usually people like to go through the cell phone, so we send them in both forms. But, yeah, that's basically everything. Other than that, I mean, we're all squared away. We'll go ahead and call you here tomorrow at 12. It'll be me and the technician that will call you to kind of get everything squared away and get everything created, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome. Welcome again. It's my pleasure to kind of help you. And, we'll go ahead and contact you here tomorrow. And we usually block out an hour window just in case of questions, but it's about a 20, 30, 40 minute phone call top, so it shouldn't take up too much of your time, but it's really important just to kind of cover the programming,
That's fine time-wise for tomorrow.
Sounds good. Awesome. Yeah, if you need anything, feel free to call us, but we'll call you here tomorrow at 12.
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. Welcome. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye.